This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has authorized federal prosecutors to look into substantial allegations of voting irregularities. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains.
With President Donald Trump refusing to concede the 2020 presidential election to Joe Biden while sticking to claims of election fraud, the Justice Department is about to join the fray. In a memo to U.S. attorneys obtained by the Associated Press, Attorney General William Barr authorizes investigations of substantial allegations of voter irregularities. Monday afternoon, Barr visited the Capitol Hill office of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and left without comment. On the Senate floor, McConnell said,
"We have the tools and institutions we need to address any concerns."
Barr's authorization runs counter to longstanding Justice Department policy on elections. Mike Crossia, Washington.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that projected President-elect Joe Biden, has not said who he would appoint as Pentagon chief now that President Trump has fired and replaced Mark Esper.
Biden is widely rumored to be considering Michelle Flournoy, who would be the first female defense secretary and was the Pentagon's top policy official early in the Obama administration. For now, the Pentagon's under the leadership of Acting Secretary Chris Miller, a former Army Green Beret who served several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. When the U.S. Supreme Court weighs the fate of Obamacare Tuesday, arguments will revolve around arcane points of law like severability, whether the justices can surgically snip out part of the law and leave the rest. But what's at stake has real-world consequences for just about every American, as well as the healthcare industry, a major source of jobs and tax revenues. The Affordable Care Act stays or goes. It's significantly changed. It will affect the way of life is lived in